Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team.
A little uncomfortable now because... CK, I
knew it was going
to
happen.
He said, Valdez, you should go home. So we told him to stay over for one more segment because we wanted him to get his ADs on the cameo.
This is Matt Valdez.
You know, like Jason said, he just came in here. He touched the doorknob.
He touched the door handle.
He's at peak. If he has a fever, which apparently, according to Cakes, he does.
Very slight.
If he has
Dr. Cakes, very slight fever.
He's at peak spread
so
mode. Right? You're a super spreader right now.
I touched the handle that you touched with this paper.
Yeah. Think about it. He's touched it a million times today. You've already touched it before.
I touched it. I know.
Yeah, I went in there and just, like, my hands are so clean right now.
Yeah.
But
after I touched his face, I washed these hands very vigorously.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a super spreader right now. And then when he leaves and Drab, you run the board because Adam's too stupid to know how to run it, you're going to get it. And then you're going to spread it.
I guess.
Yep. Yeah. It's hurting.
A little bit.
Yeah, you know. There's no denying it. His germs are everywhere. And he's got dirty fingers. You know, he's kind of a dirty person anyway.
He's just a dirt ball today.
Old Bay everywhere.
Yeah. Doesn't it freak you out? Like,
no.
Your maximum exposure right now. Your immune system can't fight the flu. It's zippy chance.
I just don't sweat it.
What do you think you have?
I don't know.
Whatever you have, you're contagious.
It could be the early stages of influenza A.
I got a flu shot.
I'm going to go virus.
I had the flu shot.
You have a virus.
Didn't do Jackola.
You got it.
Well, you're 60. Your immune system is beaten down.
I'm not 60.
Poopier.
I'm 50.
By the way, Bickle, 22 yeah. First cousins I just counted.
You have 22?
Wow. Yeah, I have 15.
22.
You got a lot, too.
15.
Now people are going to start texting me how many they have.
I may have more. This is kind of trifling. My dad was the ninth. Kid.
Yeah, there's a bunch you don't know,
and I don't know.
Oh, you probably have more.
Don't you have a couple halfsies that you just found out about recently, or no?
No.
Like, all right, I thought you did.
No, I don't know where you
like
came
up with that one. Like half uncles and stuff like that.
No.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah. But there are four brothers and sisters, technically my uncles and aunts, that may have died before I was even born. I have no idea about them.
Sure. All right, so what's
how do we forget Boogie? You have 22.
Cousins?
I have 22 Boogies.
Well, he said DeMarcus.
He said DeMarcus.
I know, but
that's a good.
You got to use the
it's
Boogie.
It's good to mix it in. I agree with you.
Yeah, we got to use Boogie. Yeah.
All right, so you want to do a cameo update, and I found a story that I want to bring up to particularly Jason and Eric because they're golf guys that'll probably make you laugh.
All right, we'll do it after the cameo thing because I know the guys get nervous when their segments get blown off all the time. All
right. Plus, he's trying to leave.
Yeah. We got to get him.
Yeah, we need him to leave.
I didn't realize
he's patient zero. Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
I tilted everyone.
Yeah. You definitely did tilt me. In the future, if you have a fever, do not come in.
Okay, but what am I supposed to do?
Call Drab and say I can't come in.
I know, but
you're not
I can't
that indispensable.
I know
I love
that.
You.
I understand that, but yeah. I can't call Drab at 3:30 and
you just text him and wake him up. Yeah, wake his ass up. Wake him up.
He's getting up anyway.
Or come in and as soon as he comes in, say I gotta go. I got a fever, but I know I had to run the board for now. Or whoever's running the board, tell them to run it.
You know what? I'll come in early.
I'll
get up at 3:30.
Yeah. All right, Drabby, what's the story now? My guess is that the cameos are trickling at this point.
No, they're not trickling at all.
How many did you do yesterday?
Six, I think.
Six solid more. Number.
All right, so what's the total number so far?
Cakes, drum roll.
Yeah. You got it.
Now, these are the... I want the total number of requests and also the total number that you've actually recorded.
Well, they're very close.
All right, let's start requests first.
We're at a half century.
You're at 50.
Right, yeah, we've done 50.
I predicted that. Actually,
very good.
You're way over. All right, so how many have you recorded?
I don't know, 47, 48.
Jeez.
We're almost got them all done.
We're at 43.
You guys crank them out.
What kind of are you still getting five-star reviews?
We have 15 five-star reviews.
How many four-star reviews?
Zero.
How many three-star?
Zero.
Two.
Zero.
One.
People love your content.
That now, don't be a dick and go on there and give us a one-star review.
Yeah, oh yeah, that could hurt.
Who cares about the reviews? We're doing. Well, people are enjoying them. And we've had repeat customers.
Uh-huh, look at that. Repeat customers are big.
We're hyping up the repeat customer business, and we're hyping up Valentine's Day cameos.
Ooh, and then in March, St. Patrick's Day cameos.
Right. No, well, but this week is a big week for a cameo because we've noticed that we're getting a lot of I didn't know we had so many female listeners of this radio station.
Right. That's good.
Because all
you should see the numbers. The numbers are pretty strong for females.
All the requests that are coming in for our cameos are for their husbands.
Right.
Right.
My husband loves the show. He talks about it all the time. He says size nonstop.
Right. Or, sounds or like my a
wife,
dork.
Yeah. My wife rolls her eyes every time I bring up the show and say silly, silly.
Silly.
You know, can you say something to her?
That'll continue.
Yeah, I think you're going to reach the limit soon. I think coming close.
I know, but dude, if they get 75 this month.
Yeah, but they're not gonna get 75 every month.
It doesn't matter. They got 75. It's just basically free money.
It's not that much.
Have you got paid yet?
Yeah, we have. It's weird because it comes in certain days.
Uh-huh.
So we have a portion of everything that was cut. So
did I? Drabby was bragging that he has more cameos than Dukes.
I did, but I said that last night to Dukes, and then
he got bitter.
Well, he got bitter, and then he went on the Big O and Dukes Twitch and started
promoting it.
And then now he's calling him during the show.
Right. Oh, so he's way over you now?
Yeah, that's why we scheduled a cameo segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we know that nobody plans for Valentine's Day, so we are accepting last-minute Valentine's Day.
It's a great idea for a gift.
That's smart.
If you go to cameo.com/junkiesproducers, you can book that Valentine's Day.
If my gifts don't come in the mail, maybe I'll order one last minute
on
Friday.
JP, it's economical. It doesn't cost you a lot.
So how does it? Business days
so hold
yesterday.
On. So how does it work? So when you do one for someone, you do your shtick, and then how does the wife give it to the husband? Does she say, check your phone, there's a message for you? How does that work?
She would get an email.
Yeah, she gets an email or it's sent to the phone.
And it's the little video.
Yeah, and you just forward the link.
So she forwards the email and says, I got your gift, honey. Yeah. It's not a print. It's just go check your email.
Yeah, and something like that. Or she just shows them on the phone.
Yeah, or you can text. Well, you can text it to them.
Yeah, right.
So it pops right up.
Text the link.
Right.
You don't have to check your email for your Valentine's
Day. What's the address again if people want to order Valentine's Day cameo from Boys Behind the Glass?
You go on cameo.com and then /junkiesproducers.
They're going to make $400 each minimum this month on that.
Good for them.
That's my guess.
It's a good side hustle.
Maybe 500.
I think it's great. But yeah,
500 AWOT is like 10 grand us.
Especially if he's trying to get a new car.
Yeah, this is going to be a game changer. And we have a good template now. Of how we do every cameo. You know, Valdez holds it. And then
every time I see it, it's Valdez doing some stumbling and bumbling shtick. Sounds like Joe Biden. And then the Drabby just staring. And then you start screaming.
I start popping.
That's what
in.
I see.
That's the roles there. Well, those are the roles they play.
He's
the ringleader.
Yeah.
No, he's a camera hog.
Yeah, because he thinks he has to start every one.
Right.
Yeah. He's the one who's always. Are you always using his camera?
It's his phone.
But. Yeah.
The app's on my phone. But yeah. I mean, other people, like Drab does it.
Yeah. Well,
then.
Sometimes we just take the camera from Valdez mid cameo,
right? Because he makes it all about him.
Well, we just got to give him different angles.
He's probably flexing, showing off his guns.
Yeah,
the whole nine.
Showing off my gray hair.
We did one for Drab yesterday, or it was like for a listener who was all about Drab, and Drab didn't like I was like hyping him up. Oh, he's got the best style at the radio station. He's got the best chin at the radio station.
Well, who would even think that?
AWOT shouldn't be allowed to talk.
Yeah, he should.
So he should say, hey, I'm AWOT.
Can they make requests? Like, if they want to see Valdez's guns, can they do that?
Yeah.
Would that work?
For 20 bucks.
What if they want to see your money maker?
Hey, for 20 bucks,
Drabby.
I'll show them my vitiligo.
Yeah.
Oh, my booty?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to throw in a massive tip.
Yeah. Massive tip? You'll show your money maker, though?
You guys get tips, too?
Will you get flagged by Cameo if you, like, moon the camera or something? Or, you know, Valdez shows his vitiligo on his penis.
Does it have to be PG?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Would they flag that?
I think there's other cams that.
Yeah. I was wondering.
That's called OnlyFans.
Cams. Yeah, that's
their next step.
Yeah, is that what you're working toward?
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
Money's good enough. You never know.
Yeah. If you guys are all doing that together in a room, that's very dicey.
Now, how is Danny's business going? Is Danny still kicking ass with them?
Yeah, he was bragging about it yesterday.
Yeah.
Is he
trouncing? Ask him if he's trouncing your number.
Well, he's shaking his head vehemently. No.
Huh? He's getting a little
cut of
theirs.
He gets 5% of them.
Oh, he gets a cut of yours, too,
yes,
right?
Because he was our reference.
Right. Danny, do you have over 25?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're all pretty similar.
Yeah. But Dukes went over the top last
Danny
night.
Danny still can't
it.
Understand why we're not doing it. I told Cakes, go on and make
you guys, honestly,
$2,000.
The more I think about it, you wouldn't get Sice to do it. Because
I already know me. I wouldn't.
I know I wouldn't.
We're doing 2 minutes of good solid shtick and everything. And I just know you guys will loathe that.
Yeah, I'm not about the shtick.
No, I mean, if, you know, we get paid more to do commercials and we complain.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, you'll be psyched because one guy asked for my one and done golf pick. Uh-huh. I gave him Jason Day at Pebble.
Oh, ooh, you did? Nice.
Yeah. And so now he's back for Riviera.
He wants another one.
Yeah. Did Jason Day win?
No, he came in.
But he was top five.
Yeah.
It's a good finish.
Cakes doesn't omnev me. The money owes me.
My phone's acting weird.
That's a good excuse.
You always have phone issues.
I always have phone issues.
Can't
I don't
get
know
into
why.
Your IG.
I wish I knew. So I wish I knew
so
why.
So I put a bet in for Cakes. It was Patrick Cantlay, or it was Paul Case against Patrick Cantlay.
Why don't I just pay you cash?
I don't want cash.
I'll pay you cash right now. I'll pay you cash.
No, I don't want that.
Did you have a golf story you wanted to bring up?
We'll bring it up later in the show because I think you'll
enjoy
it.
It's too long?
It's by Jonathan Wall, not John Wall.
All right.
8 things I noticed while inspecting Alex Rodriguez's insane equipment setup. It did make me chuckle. You find out what's in A-Rod's bag. He was just playing in Pebble.
What's in A-Rod's bag? Oh, yes. We could go a lot of places with that.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. We'll do that later because we've got Jerry Palm joining us next. So we will talk a little college hoops. Jerry Palm, bracketologist, right here on the Jump. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. You want to watch us on TV, NBC Sports Washington is the way to go. Hey, quick shout out to Papa John's for providing us with an early lunch. Their new Papadilla, perfect for any time of the day. Fresh dough filled with delicious ingredients and folded into a flatbread sandwich that's just right. Try it today.
Papadilla.
Yes.
I've got the barbecue chicken version. It's delicious. Yeah,
it's actually really good.
Did he play 2 guard at UMass a few years ago? Well, not a few. 25 years ago?
But I forget what his name was. Something Padilla.
Edgar Padilla.
Edgar Padilla. Who was his backcourt mate? There were 2 of them.
Yes. Oh. Yes, Edgar Padilla.
I bet you Jerry Palm remembers.
I'm sure Jerry Palm remembers it.
God, we're getting old. Forgotten.
Jerry Palm, who was that backcourt at UMass back when they were really good and they had Marcus Camby and they had a great backcourt?
Edgar Padilla. Who else?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, you do?
No, I'm not nearly caffeinated enough to remember.
Carmelo Travieso.
Oh, Travieso.
That's it. Right. Good pull, Cakes.
The internet.
Okay, I'm really disappointed in myself for not coming up with a name like Carmelo Travieso.
Hey, so Jerry, is this going to be the craziest tournament that you can envision just based on how wide open it is? I'm just looking at the seedings from last year, okay? You had a handful of teams last year where you said to yourself, you know what? That's a power team. That's a national championship contender. Gonzaga, Duke, Michigan last year, Carolina, UVA. I mean, you had 5 or 6 teams where you say, you know what? That's a Final Four team. I don't know if I can name 4 or 5 teams right now that I think are surefire Final Four teams. In fact, I don't think I can at all. I can't name one.
Yeah, that's because there isn't one. Yeah. You're right. It's been that kind of a year in college basketball. The top of the field has stabilized somewhat the last few weeks. Baylor, Kansas, Gonzaga, San Diego State have put a bit of a line between themselves and the rest of the field, but not a big enough line that you look at all or any of those teams and say, oh, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. A Final Four team or the national champion is coming from that group. There are way too many good teams capable of knocking them off, even though nobody's managed to do it for San Diego State yet.
Not yet, right. And I don't think they're going to lose in the regular season. I mean, they go to Boise, they go to Nevada. Don't think they're going to lose those games.
Yeah. Their next chance of a likely loss would probably be Utah State in the conference tournament.
Correct, and they beat them twice already.
Yeah.
All right, so the teams that you think of now, I mean, Baylor's good, but, I mean, they scored 52 points the other night.
Yeah, well, they can play defense too. But they can win that way, or they can win scoring 80. You know, that's the thing about Baylor is that they can win in a lot of different ways. Or they can, you know, they can play your style and beat you, and that's what really good teams can do. They don't necessarily have to force their will on you to beat you. They can just beat you,
right.
And that's what makes a good team.
Now, the two teams that are interesting to me, Jerry, are you just mentioned San Diego State. All right, they haven't lost yet. They're probably going to go undefeated, get into the conference tournament, and then Gonzaga. Now, Gonzaga's got one loss. It's Michigan. And they've played a bunch of Pac-12 teams and they beat, but they've been killing everybody in their conference, right?
Yeah, they have.
So what does that tell you? Is it just a weak conference or are they that good, both of them?
Well, it's both. Yeah, they're a lot better than their conference, but they've got a couple of teams in their conference that might also make the tournament in BYU and St. Mary's. And they beat St. Mary's by, what, 30 at St. Mary's.
Right.
So, you know, it's, yeah, they are just laying waste to their league. They didn't lay waste to their non-conference schedule, but they did pretty well, and they played some pretty good teams. They don't have a great win, but they've got some good wins. The Michigan team that beat them was probably the best team they played. That was full-strength Michigan before they went in the tank after Isaiah Livers got hurt a few weeks ago. But and he's back now. And the first thing they do is beat Michigan State. Right. So it's that loss is better than it appears. But that's an outstanding team. I'm not sure I wouldn't pick them if I were picking a tournament right now.
So I was going to say, if Baylor played Gonzaga or San Diego State on a neutral, the way both of those teams can get up and down, do you like those teams over Baylor, or you still think Baylor's the better team?
I might pick Gonzaga. I'm not sure I'd pick San Diego State, but I think, you know, those are close games. Those are toss-ups. Baylor could certainly win either of those games.
All right, and Kansas is the fourth number one seed that you have currently in your latest bracketology, and they play a toughie in Morgantown tonight against West Virginia. What do you think about that matchup?
I think it's kind of an important game for West Virginia because, you know, they were a two seed in the committee's top 16 and promptly went out and got beat. So I think if they're going to compete for a higher seed in this bracket, that this is a game that West Virginia's got to win. But this is why, you know, the top line of the field isn't safe. You know, the Kansas has got to go to West Virginia. I think Baylor plays them again as well. Baylor plays Kansas once more in the regular season and maybe again in the conference tournament. So the top line's not stable. The Big 12, the top of the Big 12 is really good. I guess I like West Virginia at home.
Okay. All right. All right. We were talking about the Terps, kind of recap that game from last night. They played one of the bottom two teams in the Big 10 in Nebraska. And they had a pretty big lead at halftime. They're up 13 at half, and then they allowed Nebraska to score 45 in the second half. They just played sloppy. They didn't play great defense. Turge was very bitter, but they got the win. They get the two-point win. And then Maryland, maybe it was a slight look ahead because Maryland's going to play in East Lansing this weekend against Michigan State. So what are your thoughts on the Terps right now? They have been hot. They've won seven straight.
Yeah, they're the highest-seeded team in the Big Ten, and they should be. They've been terrific, the most consistent team in the league. They don't have anything remotely resembling a bad loss. They've got the best chance of anyone to be a number one seed out of the Big Ten.
Wow.
And they're having a fantastic season. Won some big road games already, and they got another one coming up this weekend in East Lansing against the Michigan State team that is desperate and showed it at Illinois last night.
Why are they struggling? Why is Michigan State struggling of late?
Well, part of it is, they were preseason number one, and they were partly preseason number one because everybody thought they'd have Josh Langford back. He never came back.
Yeah.
But I just think that they don't have a consistent number two outside of, you know, Cassius Winston's clearly their guy. Xavier Tillman should be the number two, and he plays well, and he played well last night. They win. And when he doesn't, they don't. It's been that simple. Teams that have been able to neutralize him have been able to beat Michigan State. They don't take care of the ball as well as they should. A lot of unforced turnovers just when I watch them. But there's a lot of talent on that squad.
That's a good win last night, Jerry. Good win last night in Champaign.
Yeah, it was huge. And gosh, it could be a really damaging loss for Illinois because Dosunmu goes down on the final play. Feet get out from under him when he's going up for the final shot, and it looks like he hurt his knee. And if that's a serious injury, that's really bad for Illinois in an unforgiving Big Ten.
Oh, I didn't see that. All right, so getting back to the Terps here. You said that they have the best chance to get the one seed.
I didn't never really consider them a one seed possibility recently.
Well,
that's great.
Let me ask you this. If all of those other four teams, let's just say San Diego State wins their conference, Gonzaga does, Baylor wins the Big 12, and Kansas, actually they both can't win the Big 12, but
correct.
And Maryland wins the Big 10 regular season. Well, let's just say they lose in the conference tournament, I don't know, in the championship game. Do you see them as a one seed over the number two team in the Big 12?
It depends on what other teams do. It's not up to Maryland. I mean, if they win all of their games, I think they have a really good chance to be a number one seed. If they're whatever it is, 30-something and four entering the NCAA tournament, then I think they have a good chance to be a one seed. If they're 28-7, something like that, no. But they could do what you just described with either of those records. So it really is going to depend on how they finish the year, But it also depends on how these teams that they're competing with finish the year. Someone's got to open the door for them. And Baylor and Kansas have to play each other at least one more time, maybe twice. So I think a door could open. But the margin for Maryland to get there is not real big.
Right, right. Okay. How good's Dayton?
Very. Outstanding. They've got an NBA guy in Obi Toppin who might be the player of the year in college basketball. They've got a great guard, Jared Crutcher, who's a terrific and reliable number two. And they're well coached. They play both ends of the floor. That's a fantastic team.
Right. So you think that they could go to the Final Four? You see them as a possible Final Four team?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're good enough to win the whole thing.
Yeah. All right. Another game I watched, I couldn't believe how bad it was offensively last night, was UVA Notre Dame. Now, Notre Dame probably on the wrong side of the bubble right now. That was a game they really needed because they played Duke this weekend.
Still UVA might be on the wrong side, too.
I think UVA's in just based on.
Okay, there's 4 weeks to go.
Okay. But you have them in right
now.
In the
bracket, I do Friday, but they're not comfortably in anything except trouble.
No, I didn't say they're comfortably in. You have them as the first four in.
Yeah, and they probably could still be there Friday or just out of that group Friday. But that's their neighborhood right now.
Okay. They've got games against Duke and Louisville at home.
Yeah,
and that's the problem with the ACC this year is if you're not playing Duke or Louisville or Florida State, you're treading water.
They beat Florida State.
They did at home. They did. And that's why they're in the bracket at all, because that's really all they've got. Most of their losses are bad in one way or another. Either the teams that they lost to at home that they shouldn't lose to at home, or the 30-point loss at Purdue, which is a quadrant one loss, but that's a 30-point loss. You know, it's they have not looked good when they've lost. And, you know, those losses are hard to erase when you don't get very many chances at good wins, and So they did take advantage of one. They split with Florida State, so that's good.
Yep.
But they've got to take advantage of the games with Duke and Louisville because there isn't anybody else you can play that can help.
Yeah, that's true. But they went like 17 minutes without scoring a bucket.
I watched that game.
I mean, unbelievable.
And I have not recovered.
Kudos to you for watching that.
I mean, how is that even possible, Jerry?
Because it's Virginia, that's what they do.
They can't score, but they're
really good at making sure you don't score either.
I know.
50-49 overtime game is the most Virginia game ever. That's what they do.
That's so ugly. All right, last conference I want to ask you about is Big East. Right now there are five teams ranked. Not that I get into the rankings, but
I don't either.
Seton Hall up top, 10-1 in the conference. They've got a big one tonight against Creighton, don't they?
That team's outstanding. Yeah. Seton Hall, another team that could conceivably play their way to a number one seed, making separation in that league already, which is really hard because that's a tough league too. Everybody in that league, I think, is in the top 80 of the net. There are no pushovers in that league. But they've created, I think they have a 3-game lead.
Yep.
And you've got a guy like Miles Powell. You've got a chance to win a lot of games. And that's what they're doing. If they can continue to play at this rate in that league, they've got a shot at a one seed as well.
Joined by Jerry Palm, CBS Sports senior writer, bracketology expert. What's your read on a non-tournament team from the Big East that's here in D.C., Georgetown, year three of Patrick Ewing at the helm? What's your read on the Hoyas?
I wouldn't completely rule Georgetown out yet, but they'd have to get hot to make a tournament run. They're not completely dead yet. It's obviously a bit of a turbulent year for them. They had some significant roster issues November or December.
Right.
Let a couple of guys go. I thought they weathered that storm pretty well, and they've still been pretty feisty and competitive. And that, I thought, was a positive sign. There's still some rebuilding to do, but I think the trend for Georgetown is generally positive. They just got to make sure they've got the right guys that, you know, can help them and not be a distraction to the point where you have to kick them off the team.
It's going to be fun, Jerry.
I mean, they've been without McClung the last few games.
Yep. Yeah, he's had the injury.
That kid's a good player. But the problem is, you know, he can't play, then your margin for error at Georgetown is really small because you don't have enough guys like that.
By the way, you were talking about the Big East and how good Seton Hall was, and I agree, they're a good team. But the last time I watched them for a full game, they were playing at home against Xavier, who's like eighth in the conference, and they're down 28-6 at home in the first 10 minutes.
Won.
They lost that game.
Oh, they lost that game. No, you're right. They lost that game.
Yeah, they lost to Xavier. But that's college basketball this year.
Yeah, well, and Xavier's been playing a lot better lately. So, you know, they. No, that was not a good day for them. But they have not had very many of those in the conference play.
Jerry, it's going to be fun, man. Conference tournaments are right around the corner. Can't wait.
Yeah, I can't either.
All right, man. Take care.
Thank you, buddy. By the way, I watched some of the Georgetown game on Saturday against DePaul, and I still would love to get Patrick Ewing in studio. That's my big fish, the next one that I'd love to get in studio.
It's a large fish.
Didn't work out with Wayne Rooney. Want to get Patrick Ewing in studio.
Well, let's make sure it's clear of any influenza before we get him in here.
You know what? He might want to steer clear.
What was cool about that game is they kept showing George Murison in the crowd, and they're so thin that George's son got into the game.
He hit some big free throws down the
stretch. He doesn't usually get much time. Yeah. And even down the stretch, it didn't look like they wanted him the ball, but they were struggling to in. But they were up by like two, struggling to get an inbounds pass in. Murison ran down there, caught that, and then he knocked down two huge free throws.
He's got a great stroke. I saw him play in high school. He went to St. Andrews.
Yeah,
he's got a great stroke.
I don't know. We all like George. He's just one of those guys that you just like.
He's the most lovable like kind of guy. Got a great sense of humor about him. He's an awesome guy.
Yeah, I see George occasionally at my gym.
Yeah.
Pops in, always has a smile on his face.
He's always smiling.
And then the other guy I see all the time that makes
Thanks
me
smile. Thanks for being on, George.
I see white chocolate.
I love white chocolate.
He told me he scored 100 in a game recently.
Of course he did.
I don't know where it was.
Of course he scored 100.
He's got stories.
He's just adding to the legend.
Yeah. I will say this about George. George is a great guy. And I hung out a lot with him for a few years because I would go to a lot of hoop games and sit with him. And he will lash out though when people stare at him.
Oh, really?
Like especially like kids.
Yeah.
Like if they teenage kids, they don't know how to handle like seeing someone 7'7".
Right. Yeah.
I've seen him lash out.
How about you don't stare? How about you just like give the guy
kind of like
space.
Bagel Boss guy, but the opposite.
Yeah. Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Like he has a little of that in him.
Well, usually a gentle.
What kind of car or probably a truck?
I think they drive like Range Rovers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know where the seat is.
I mean, the seat's, he's got to, he had to pull the back seat out.
I remember there was a story they did that about Minute.
Yeah.
Minute drove one car from the back seat.
He's got to.
Yeah, because his legs go forever.
Yeah.
You have to.
I don't think they do that, but I'm sure they've done some.
It's got to be custom.
How's your boy Bol Bol doing?
Yeah, what happened to Bol Bol? Is he in the like G League or something?
I feel like he hasn't done anything.
Has he got one of those two-way deals? I've heard nothing about Bol Bol. He dropped in the draft.
Who took him? Did the Nuggets take him?
They drafted him like 40-something or 50-something. I remember I stayed up to
watch.
He's
probably playing in like the play blow Colorado like version of the Nuggets.
I think he's got like a two-way.
Windy City Bulls,
yeah.
Apparently.
Bulls?
Is he getting any run for them?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know if that's accurate. He definitely played for him last year.
Says he had his first double-double in the NBA G League on November 20th.
His name's a double-double.
Is it Windy City Bulls?
Of course he got one.
I guess so.
Bol Bol.
Good for him. His dad was a good guy.
He was a good guy.
Really good
guy. Probably not as good a guy, though, as Georgie. I'll be honest with you, Georgie. Although both of those guys are really kind of lovable.
I feel like we got a Manute Bol autograph at the bowling alley.
Bowling alley.
It was the bowling alley
without
you
the
saw
W.
Manute Bol. See Bol Bol. It's a bowling alley.
Free State Mall back in the day.
Probably did.
Yeah. Free State Mall.
Yeah, yeah. They still have that bowling alley there?
No chance.
I bet you they do.
You think they do?
Yes.
That's actually, I haven't been there. Dude,
that's a revived market. Like that's one you would like because they have a TJ Maxx over there.
Oh, TJ Maxx, love it.
Right
Love
next them. To a Marshalls,
oh,
I think.
Yes. The dream. Both next to each other.
Yeah, they got a couple nice little spots over there.
By the way, Donks, yes. Did you know that Thompson Creek Windows can lower your heating bills and save you 40%? Thompson Creek does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. Because that's our thing. You get high-quality windows at an affordable price direct from their local factory. Buy one window, get one 40% off, plus zero interest until September of 2021. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Sorry, I hesitate to bring up Goff because these guys bring it up enough.
Yes.
And I'll bring it up after you bring up whatever you were going to bring up.
Yeah, it's very quick. So yesterday I'm picking up one of my fleet of vehicles from Farish in Fairfax.
Farish. You had a loaner the other day.
I did. Farish Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram right off the circle. It's low on gas, like to the point where the gas gauge is red. Usually the light is white, and then it's red saying, hey, stupid, you better get some gas. Mm-hmm. So I pulled into the Sunoco right across the street and put the nozzle in. I'm like, bladder's kind of acting up. Gotta go. I have to relieve myself.
You're getting old.
Getting old. Plus, I have it's at minimum a 45-minute haul from Fairfax to my house. I'm like, I'm not gonna hold it for 45 minutes. No chance. So the guy in front of me talking to the clerk, he had the longest transaction ever, 2 to 3 minutes to pick up his car that was getting worked on there. Mm-hmm. Finally get done with him. I approach the clerk. I said, can I have the men's room key, please? Very nice. Couldn't have been nicer. He just stares at me blankly just for like 5 seconds. He just doesn't say anything. And I said, can I have the restroom key, please? Mm-hmm. And he says, you have to be a customer. Like, just... Mm-hmm. Just rude.
Right. He just thought you walked in off the street to see the bathroom.
He just thought that I wanted to use his gross outdoor bathroom right. at a gas station because I just wandered in off the street. Now,
you probably I looked
a little haggard.
Right. What does that tell you?
I had my Lars Eller game-winning goal hoodie on, and I had a beanie, and I had this growth.
Yeah.
He might have thought I was just destitute and wandered in off the street. Maybe. Right.
That's what he thought.
But he couldn't have been more rude. Rude, rude, rude. Finally gave me the key. I said, I'm pumping gas right behind the minivan.
Right.
I am a customer.
And what did he say?
He begrudgingly gave me the key. Mm-hmm. I went and used the dirty, gross bathroom.
Those are the worst bathrooms.
The worst. The worst of the worst.
By the way.
And then bring the key back, and I basically threw the key back at his desk. Yeah, and I didn't even say a word to the guy.
You were bitter.
Well, he's just pulling the biggest power trip ever.
It just dawned on me.
I mean,
called him an ass.
He's a D-bag. He was a D-bag.
Well, he had to use the bathroom first.
What's what I'm saying?
I did have to use the bathroom. No, I didn't want to escalate things. I showed my displeasure.
Cakes is non-confrontational.
Yeah, I would have
You know
said
that.
But, like, what am I going to start a fight with a clerk at a
Sunoco? Some people, do you drop a load right there on the floor and fling it at them?
Clearly not going to do that. I just wanted to point out that if you're looking for gas in Fairfax, I would skip over the Sunoco right next to Farish.
I love that you're calling it out, too.
Sunoco right next to the Farish.
Yeah, exactly.
Do not patronize.
Like the circle? Right across, right next to it.
I
know where that is.
Yeah, you know where it is. Never buy anything from them ever in your lifetime.
Right.
Thank you.
It just dawned on me that Cakes uses this excuse about his bladder and getting old.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's been using it, you know, the last several years because he goes to the bathroom. And somewhat understandable.
Well, he does drink a lot.
He drinks a ton of coffee or whatever. But it just dawned on me. We've told the story before on the show. But back when we played on a soccer team together, we were probably 10 or 11 years old. And back when you would play in these tournaments in other cities, we had a tournament in Greensboro. It might not have been this tournament. Doesn't matter which one it was. Cakes and I housed together. You would go to a city and their team would house opposing teams. Mm-hmm. And Cakes had to tell one of the parents when I housed with them that he was
You're just embarrassing him for
JP,
no reason.
Thanks for, but thanks I just, for highlighting the fact that I was a bedwetter.
Think of his most mortifying time and tell that story.
Yeah, he just all cavalier about it.
You act like you haven't outed him on that before.
Well, I don't know that I brought that up.
He's the league leader in outing me.
It's not even on my radar.
100% you've done it. On video, in fact.
JP has very little tact.
Yeah. He didn't need you to remind him of his worst moment.
He's been going his whole life.
Yeah.
Look, everyone, that's when I was 10.
Everyone's got the face now.
I don't have it.
Show's almost over. Right. It's all good.
Do you want to laugh? For particularly you golf nerds, I think this will make you laugh. So Jonathan Wall writes for golf.com.
All right.
Didn't know John Wall was moonlighting.
Yeah, he has many gigs.
And so A-Rod was playing in some sort of Tiger Woods Celebrity Cup event.
This week at Riviera.
Seems like it was on Monday at Riviera Country Club.
I saw the pictures. There were a bunch of celebrities in the group.
And so the guy writes, in all of my years covering golf equipment, Rodriguez's gear setup may be the most shocking I've ever seen.
Shocking.
Let me guess. Does he have a bunch of utility clubs?
Eight drivers?
Number one, his driver is non-conforming.
Oh my God, that's so great.
He doesn't carry a fairway wood. He has a non-conforming Callaway Big Bertha.
Oh, everyone of his clubs is illegal. Driver.
What do you mean? It's a club that's been deemed.
I don't know. It's an ERC2 driver Callaway Big Bertha.
That is so funny. Go ahead.
He probably cheats on his taxes.
Apparently, the USGA stated position is that the ERC2 is a threat to the game.
Right. So, of course, he had to get it.
But apparently, he's got four 4-irons, or they're all different makes?
Four 4-irons.
Well, he's a doll.
He has
He's an idiot.
He has two Tommy Armour 845 oversizes.
He's got a Ping Zing too.
Yes, and a Wilson Pro Staff women's design.
He's got one of J-Lo's clubs.
Number three, his 8-iron still had plastic on the head.
Right.
He was using an old school wind grip, which I have no idea what that means.
If Valdez were here, he'd weigh in on
grip.
It.
Yeah.
He has a baseball bat shaped blunder.
Why is he still hitting with the plastic on it?
He's hitting with the plastic, or he's just not using it?
You know what he is?
Yeah, who's hitting with
it? He's stupid.
Maybe he borrowed it.
Hasn't that been the rap on him for forever? Then he's just a big dummy.
Yeah, but I've seen him on Shark Tank. He comes off pretty eloquent.
So this is kind of
cakes,
on,
he does. He's got businesses.
On brand, but look at his putter. It's a baseball bat putter.
All right, he's just doing a bit.
Apparently he's carrying, I don't know what this means, a butter knife 2-iron.
He can't hit that. That means no chance he can hit that.
It just means there's like no loft on it. You know what I mean? It's a blade.
Yeah. 2-iron blade. This guy just showed.
He says the driver cover doesn't match the driver.
Of course it doesn't.
He's got the Hawkeye cover.
Hawkeye? Wasn't that popular like 15 years ago?
Well, the biggest transgression of all.
He has a total of 7 brands.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. The biggest transgression is 4 4-irons. There's literally no explanation for that.
Well, and he's cheating with
the ERC.
Well, that was made as a publicly, you know, it was made and then they outlawed it. That's fine. But it's very ironic.
No, it's very on brand that he's using illegal clubs.
Yes.
I can imagine they would show him on my clubs.
But at least all of your clubs,
you don't have four irons
in your bag.
I do not.
You don't have bubble wrap on the heads of one of your clubs.
I know Joe Theismann listens to the station.
Yes.
I would love Joe Theismann to call in at some point if he hears about this. I heard one of the golf guys joning on him saying he loved Joe, played a lot of golf with Joe, but Joe carries like all fairway woods. Like you know, like he's got like a couple irons, but he's got like a 9-wood, 11-wood. You know what I mean? It's kind of hurting. It's kind of embarrassing.
11-wood.
I didn't hear that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I bet he scorches
exactly.
the course with them.
In other words, he's only got like a 9-iron. Like he doesn't like to hit irons. So he's got a ton of woods.
But are they all legal?
They're all legal, but it's kind of like a very old man way of playing golf.
Well, Joe Theismann's probably in his 70s now.
Yeah, but he's also a very good player.
I know he is.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Joe's like a 5 or better.
But I would do that in a heartbeat if it works for you.
Exactly.
He plays in the Tahoe event every year.
Yeah. No, he's a good player. By all accounts, he's a good player, but he might play a very old man way.
With all the forgiving clubs.
Yeah, with the most forgiving clubs in the history.
If they fall within the legal parameters.
Now, that could be fake news, but I heard a guy on the Golf Channel say he's played a lot of golf with him, and he joned on him for it.
Oh, okay.
Too many woods.
You know what that is? Golf snobbery at its highest level is what that is.
Well, you got
to
be able to hit irons.
Well, but if
but he can't hit a 7-iron?
Maybe he can.
But if they were grilling like your bag.
I see what you're doing. Joe Theismann, 7-iron.
What?
If they were grilling your bag, they'd probably grill you for like 5 different putters in there.
No, I don't carry that. Mine's legal. I have them all in the garage in another bag. Huh? Yeah, I carry one putter. There are sometimes where I have carried two. I have carried 2 putters sometimes, but still under 14 clubs. I never carried more than 14. You know, maybe in my youth I did.
Got to stay under that
number.
Got
to get out of here.
Yes, Richie.
For Bish, KCB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Granddaddy up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.